A Bethel man has pleaded guilty to fraudulently using the official letterhead for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. The forgery was used in letters he mailed out to several local villages last spring. From Ember Station KYUK in Bethel, Sophie Ivan reports.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service quickly learned of the fraud. The Yukon Delta Wildlife Refuge, based in Bethel, found out that a number of villages had received a letter, and management knew immediately it wasn't from them. So they collected the fraudulent letters that were sent to the villages, and using the postmark and the postage stamp, investigators were able to trace it back to one man, 50-year-old John Owens of Bethel. Assistant U.S. Attorney Yvonne Lamore helped prosecute the case. She says Owens may have been motivated after reading an article about the Fish and Wildlife Service's enforcement priorities, which included planned enforcement of the lead shot ban and enforcement of the ban on hunting emperor geese and the stellar eider. In the letter, Owens changed the Fish and Wildlife's intentions and fabricated their consequences.
Are going to make sure that all hunters have hunting license and duck stamps, and that the Fish and Wildlife Service enforcement officers were going to confiscate any illegal catch of waterfowl, eggs, shotguns, and ammunition from all hunters, and will be cited and fined through the state courts according to set policies for hunting illegally in the Yukon Delta National Wildlife Refuge.
Lamore says Owen's letter damaged years of building relationships with the subsistence hunters.
It appears that Mr. Owens, based on a misunderstanding, drafted the letter, and then with the effort to get people angry or incite them or stir them up against the Fish and Wildlife Service.
The federal court fined Owens $500 and demanded he write a letter explaining his actions to be published in a regional newspaper. He also has been put on 1 year's probation. In Bethel, I'm Sophie Ivan.